Hands-on Education, written by Demery, read by Opalsong. Fandom My Hero Academia. Rating explicit. Relationship Aizawa Shota, Yagi Toshinori. Also tagged for prostate massage, prostate milking. Not teacher-student kink exactly, just education. Power dynamics, power play, manhandling, light dom sub, light BDSM, business wear, begging, masturbation, misunderstandings, communication. Oh God, communication gets me so hot. Aizawa does a snoop. How rude! Naked man rummaging through your house, Toshi. This one's a keeper. Grin! Introspection. Fluff. Aizawa grinning way too much, so you know there's a problem. Part 19 of the Bandages and Bravado series. Anyone who knew him for more than a week would say it. Aizawa had an untraditional and complicated grasp on relaxation for a man who seemed to need it more than anyone else. He had two jobs and no hobbies. He didn't watch TV but as background noise, and definitely didn't keep up with any particular shows like Hizashi and Namuri. He didn't see movies unless dragged, usually by the same two drooling pop culture enthusiasts, and he didn't read for pleasure, mostly because the number of essays in his life was already unbearable. It hurt his eyes to focus, and he always fell asleep if he tried. He wasn't really an introvert, but he definitely wasn't an extrovert. He didn't gain his energy from being social, and could barely abide public spaces most days. There was the holy grail of sleep, yes, but he was careful not to take any sort of vacation to catch up on it. Too much waking downtime with nothing to do, stranded alone with himself, and Aizawa lost any sense of momentum or purpose and inevitably spiraled. Hard. In truth, what he really liked were projects. He liked puzzles, some of which were also people. His students, mostly. And foiling the occasional convenience store holdup. He liked direction and designing change and seeing that change. There was an element of ego to it, maybe, but little else motivated him, like using his base skills. Logic, unflinching honesty, experience, and grit. To help others comb out the self-imposed tangles of doubt or perceived inability that were holding them back from what they truly wanted or were capable of. If he had to put a name to it, helping was probably Aizawa's only hobby, and the only thing that truly relaxed or sated him on a deeper level. Which was why he didn't question the relentless buzz of anticipation and satisfaction already warming him as he closed the door to Toshinori's bedroom and turned to take in the view of the symbol of peace, face down and ass up on his enormous Western-style bed, presented half-naked on a pillow like some kind of niche lingerie photoshoot. When Toshinori jumped a bit from the click of the door, toes curling instantly, Aizawa just grinned and rolled up his sleeves. This was what he did, after all. He helped. And it was a rare and enjoyable thing when he could help himself so thoroughly in the process. The older hero's interest in learning how to properly fingerfuck had been shelved since the fake onsen party, but a little goal-oriented play was the perfect opportunity to shake off the lingering stress and dissociation of the concert weekend, in Aizawa's extremely stressed and dissociated opinion. Agreements and arrangements were made, and now the older hero was in the perilous position of being half-naked and waiting. A power disparity which Aizawa enjoyed a little more than he should have. He took his time and circled the bed, noting the clean navy sheets and the way his playmate had primly peeled away the comforter. Wise. As before, Toshinori declined to get fully undressed. Since they'd come straight from work, All Might's voluminous white button-down hung on him like a girlfriend shirt, the white fabric hitched up just above his narrow ass where he lay face down on his bed, determinedly hiding in his crossed arms. It was a little cute, Aizawa thought, especially with the way his gigantic bare feet absently squirmed together at the edge of the plush bed, like a toll gate at the end of his long, tan legs. Sure to be gentle, Aizawa put a hand on his foot, and Toshinori jumped in place again, then let out a nervous puff of laughter. He reluctantly peeled his ankles apart as Aizawa took a seat at the edge of the bed.
Hi, he said.
Hello, Toshinori answered immediately, formally, and then laughed again. He was clearly jumbled, even stressed, which wasn't a great place to start from. Guess it was only natural for the masculine standard of the hero world to feel a little weird, having his ass played with in such a direct and educational way. And because Aizawa was also weird, his dick was already very, very hard about it.
Long day? Aizawa asked,
with what he hoped was humor or ease. He righted the bottle of lubricant on the sheets and glanced around to make sure there was a water bottle nearby, or hand towels in case Toshinori got to coughing. His hairy teacher's mind narrowed pleasantly to preparation and procedure, and Aizawa practically felt his heart rate mellow. Here he was in control. Here he had a plan. He had no intention of letting the trauma of the weekend linger and wanted to get right back down to business. Their business. Their play. It was his way of clearing the palate, chasing away chaos with control. And the way Toshinori had immediately agreed to the proposal told him he likely felt the same.
Long week, the older hero agreed, echoing his thoughts.
He shifted uncertainly on the bed, then, with his face hidden in the starched nest of his sleeves, Aizawa heard him mumble,
I'm, ready if you are.
Sure. Definitely still nervous. He didn't press the issue. Sometimes all there was to do was jump in. Aizawa took the time to palm over the rise of the older hero's ass and squeeze and pet, tracing the wide swaths of goose flesh and massaging his thighs until he could part them with a firm touch. Toward the head of the bed, he could hear Toshinori's rasping breath even out little by little. Good. There were things to appreciate about the impersonal position they were in, with Toshinori religiously hiding his face, reduced to a spray of wild yellow hair above his shirt collar. Aizawa was free to admire the slim lines of his lanky bare legs, the terrible definition of the tendons carved around his craggy ankles. Then there were the slightly concave sides of his ass, which he vaguely wanted to sink his teeth into. They'd talked about biting. Had they talked about biting? Damn it, why had he left their master list at his apartment? Because they were so desperate to blow off steam that they'd thrown this together in the 10 minutes before lunch. Right. Before he got too distracted,
Aizawa uncapped the bottle of lube and squeezed a stripe onto his hand, warming it by rolling it between his fingers. Okay, cold, he warned, just in case, and skimmed Toshinori's ass with his sticky fingers before teasing them between his warm cheeks. The only response was a faint intake of breath, then a few more as soon as he started circling with his fingers, pulling his sparse ass wide with his free hand. Abruptly, the room became so quiet Aizawa could hear the shuffle of sheets and the thin crackle of lubricant over skin. We've done this before, Aizawa said easily, like they were reviewing a lesson. Simple, no pressure. Breathe. Yes, Toshinori said, still muffled in his sleeves. Faint. Breathe, he thought again, as loudly as he could. Don't think I won't stop this and make you. Do you like it? Yes, Toshinori swallowed audibly, shifting and then forcibly stilling himself. Aizawa felt the difficulty of it telegraphed down his long legs, as Toshinori seemed to hold himself down to the bed with every lean muscle. Very much. Understatement. Enough to make you blow your load as soon as your dick was touched last time. Aizawa wanted to prod him and say it, aware of Toshinori's taste for light humiliation, but held off. That was reserved for when the older hero was swept up enough to fall into the base physical greed he believed himself incapable or undeserving of. And the chiding served as a light slap to draw attention to all things inflamed and involuntary. It was all a process, and right now Aizawa was just being helpful in getting him that much closer to losing his shit. Good, he said instead, low and absent. He kept rubbing his fingers over the rippled skin of his ass and, feeling Toshinori twitching minutely underneath him, added a hand stroking down his hip. Keep breathing, slow and deep. Good. Aizawa glanced down and smirked when he saw the pale hairs raise again in a rapturous wave down the veteran hero's spread legs, his ears pinking. He didn't think he'd ever played with a so-called praise slut before, but Toshinori fit the bill. It was interesting, considering. Even more interesting, considering glowing commendations were the absolute last thing Aizawa was known for, personally or professionally. So, to do this right, it's necessary to start with anatomy, then move to demonstration. Aizawa began, as he rose to his knees, straddling one of Toshinori's legs with as much grace as the fluffy bed allowed, so he could accomplish his goal of finger-fucking the man into next week without straining his wrist unnecessarily. He still had essays to grade that day, after all. It's important that you try to relax as much as possible, as well as speak up if anything hurts. You won't be trying it on me this time, but I expect you to show me what you've learned later. That's part of the deal, understood? Yes. Yes, of course. It was with immediate satisfaction that the underground hero and impromptu sex instructor watched Toshinori practically liquefy into the bed as he agreed, neck blazing red above the stiff white collar of his work shirt. Searching for give with the tips of his fingers, Aizawa's cock flexed shamelessly against his jumpsuit when he managed to slide a single finger into his lube-coated ass, and Toshinori tried and failed not to gasp into the sheets. When using your hands to make someone come, you want to focus a few inches or two knuckles inside. Aizawa rubbed around and dragged his finger in and out of the wet heat with the utmost care, giving Toshinori time to adjust or speak up. It was pleasantly lewd to do with how painfully responsive the older hero was, his breath picking up and becoming irregular just with the teasing touch. The tension was so thick Aizawa couldn't help but grin when he reached over and grasped the hand lying at the older hero's side, and Toshinori nearly jumped off the bed again. With that, All Might determinedly turned his face away and mumbled guiltily to himself as he shrank into his shirt collar, toes curling. If any part of Aizawa still craved to see the arrogant number one hero humbled and squirming, well, this was a far more productive use of the old urge and one they could both enjoy. You're shooting for a spot on the inside wall, about the size and firmness of the pad or base of your thumb. He continued, trying to keep his voice professional as he briefly rubbed over the rise of Toshinori's thumb mound, pressing into the flesh there to demonstrate. He followed suit with his business hand and pushed deep enough to find the knot of nerves, springy and rippled against his fingertip. His eyes flicked up to Toshinori's back and shoulders, monitoring. Pressure usually feels good there. What does it feel like?
Like, oh.
Aizawa could hear the squeeze in the older man's voice as he processed the sensation, or looked for words to describe it, carefully lifting his hips against his hand.
Like a full bladder, a bit,
he admitted, clearly dismayed by the realization.
That's normal. It means I'm probably pressing a bit too hard, just to show you. But the sensation can change over time, he explained, then withdrew his hand, eyes lingering appreciatively on the lube-smeared cleft of his playmate's narrow ass.
He palmed his cock through his suit with his clean hand, once more glad Toshinori was hiding his face, so he could get in a few strokes without changing the focus of the exercise. Fuck, he was hard.
You don't have to like all of it, or any of it, but we're here to see if you do. Ready?
Toshinori gave a silent but firm nod. He got to it. He coaxed his far leg a little wider and piled on another serving of lube, enough that easing another finger into him was almost an accident. But Toshinori took it with a tiny gasp and a shiver, and being two fingers and two knuckles deep in someone had never felt so satisfying. Aizawa never stopped moving his hand, rocking in and out and circling wider until he could feel the older hero nudging back against the cautious touch, in rhythm with his shaky breaths, asking wordlessly for more girth. Perfect. Perfect slut, he thought, with a pang of hunger as sudden as it was unexpected, and wondered if Toshinori was into that.
Later. Definitely a question for later. In the meantime, he had a job to do.
Attention luxuriously narrowed to the man in front of him, Aizawa started his play in earnest, and within seconds, Toshinori was tense and jittering and... cute, was the only word that came to mind. Watching Toshinori's ass cheeks jump and twitch as he worked his fingers in with gentle, circling motions. The veteran hero's long toes bent over each other, not to squirm, and he caught his breath a few times before swallowing a moan. He was panting, groaning, and after just a few minutes, sweat had clouded the small of his back, darkening the fine white suit of his enormous button-down. He watched Toshinori painstakingly trying not to rut against the mattress with every push of his fingers, rolling his shoulders and panting into his sleeves.
Shota,
he whispered after a particularly sharp stutter of his hips, urgent and choked. Just the tone made Aizawa grin.
Glad to see we're on a first-name basis now,
Aizawa murmured. He only paused the hypnotic rocking of his left hand when Toshinori simultaneously said nothing and tensed around him, ducking his head.
Concerns?
If you... Toshinori sucked in a rasping, difficult breath.
Keep on like this, and I'll come in my work shirt.
Aizawa just stared at the back of his head and his tangled golden hair. And stared, then stared some more. Something wasn't clicking. He frowned, his haze of concentration refusing to budge. Was it the shirt? Should he just take the stupid shirt off? Did he only have one work shirt? What was the issue here? Toshinori glanced back over his shoulder with a wisp of his scraggly bangs, then went right back to hiding.
That is, I mean, I thought, he said helplessly, stifling a thin cough against the sheets. You said you would show me, and... Maybe because this was not an appropriate conversation to be having while penetrating someone who wasn't sure why they were still being penetrated, Aizawa quickly removed his fingers and leaned forward, hands and knees, until he was crouching over Toshinori's back. He tried to speak as calmly and neutrally as possible. Toshinori? He felt the man cringe pitifully beneath him, and thought he shouldn't be so mean. But his dick was very hard and had other ideas, which included getting close enough to the older man's ear that Toshinori shuddered violently, gripping the sheets. What are we doing? He heard Toshinori swallow, a great, difficult, jumping gulp that rattled down his entire body. I don't... You're... showing me. He was absolutely dissolving underneath him, and Aizawa could sense the same paralyzing panic that surfaced in his students whenever he asked them a blisteringly obvious question, but the questioning itself made them second-guess themselves into agonized stuttering. He wanted to smack his own forehead. Sex. We're doing sex, he wanted to say, almost loopy from such a sudden and stupid dissipation of high-quality tension. This is how you do sex. Too mean. Guaranteed. He bit his cheek and breathed out, placing a gentle hand on Toshinori's side. The right side. We're playing. You invited me over to learn how to fuck with your hands, and I'm here, he said, low and smug into the wild yellow spray of his hair. It smelled good. He smelled good, warm and vaguely spicy, familiar now and cut with the savory smell of naked skin and sex. Nice. This close, all Aizawa wanted was to get his mouth on Toshinori's long neck and his fingers back in his ass. But he made himself focus. He thought he had checked every box. Intention, planning, consent. But with Toshinori still painfully frozen beneath him, devoid of understanding or connection as the silence stretched on, Aizawa realized that something he was saying must not make sense. Something was wrong. Shit. He promptly removed his hands from any sensitive areas and sat back on his heels, backpedaling, and felt the briefest sting that always chilled him whenever he had failed to anticipate something, or everything. Stupid. I thought the premise would have been obvious enough, but I'm sorry if I didn't state my full intentions beforehand, he said as calmly as he could, considering the sudden spike of his pulse. Do you just not want to come, or do you want to stop entirely? Oh, no! Toshinori protested, meekly tugging on one of his bangs and looking anywhere but him. It's not that, I don't specifically want to stop, I just didn't want to, assume. As those apologetic words sunk in, Aizawa bit his cheek again, head falling forward in dual relief and exasperation. Idiot! The way Toshinori religiously refused to assume, despite all context and previous fuck sessions, would have been exhausting if it weren't so weirdly endearing. Endearing? Aizawa found himself frowning at his own word choice, along with the following thought. Not wanting to come was one thing, but how, by any logical proceeding of their fuck pact, did proposition, stripping, and finger-fucking go completely unquestioned, but then the man balk at the idea of him finishing the job? Because he's still stuck expecting no one will want to touch him for an instant longer than necessary. Aizawa briefly grit his teeth and shook the thought away, all the more determined to rock Toshinori sideways. I'm almost offended, he said dryly, straightening enough to give his back a quick pop and shake out his arms. Did you really think you were going to get out of this with just an anatomy lesson? Toshinori let out an abrupt bark of laughter, ending with a gusty sigh as he flopped back into the cradle of his crossed arms. Hell, I don't know, he murmured almost guiltily. With that admission, the stiffness that had loomed over the older hero seemed to finally break, and Toshinori's legs fell loose and relaxed on the bed. It's been a week. You were nervous, Aizawa stated, leaving no room for argument. I was nervous. Toshinori turned his head and sighed. His sharp, noble profile looked solemn against his sleeves, dented with disappointment. And I didn't say so because I just didn't want to be. His glum tone said he was all too familiar with the urge to self-deceive and bear through any given experience. And Aizawa had no desire to dig the lesson in. So he shrugged and resumed touching him in safe, soothing ways, making sure to firmly rub and touch Toshinori's calves and ankles in the hopes of dispelling any remaining skittishness from his misguided attempt at enduring. Just the thought left a terrible taste in Aizawa's mouth. Understandable. You can be nervous, but you also don't have to do any of this. I had planned on a full demonstration, but hey, if you think you've got it down... No! Toshinori blurted out, loudly, then chuckled. He palmed his face, and after a moment, glanced over his shoulder with sweat-streaked playfulness, dark eyes glinting above his white shirt. I still want to learn. I just underestimated your thoroughness, I think. As usual, Aizawa muttered, long-suffering, and Toshinori suddenly threw back his head with a deep, happy laugh. It satisfied and soothed something immensely prickly in the younger hero to hear it, even if it was just a sign he hadn't fucked up. The mixed horny and playful urge to flop on top of Toshinori's back and roll around returned full force, yelling at him to bite and kiss his neck and rub against him and make him shudder, make him come, turn him inside out with his tongue, bend him in half, all of it. Toshinori, he realized amid the lusty jangle of his thoughts, made him feel almost energetic. What was this witchcraft? Far be it from me to interrupt your lesson plan, Toshinori continued, hesitating with the highest kind of charm before treating him to another sweet, sultry glance. He looked much more relaxed and twice as handsome because of it. Warmth gushed through Aizawa's stomach. If you'd still like to, that is? There was no question on that. Aizawa didn't answer immediately, thinking and deciding. They were still figuring each other out, which led to relying on assumptions. But everything from then on would be thoroughly planned. No misunderstandings. He could see the anxiety melting from the older hero already, now that he knew what he could expect and what was expected of him, and was satisfied to see Toshinori stretch and scoot into the bed like it was actually his. Still, easy tone and the little sly spark of flirtation included, implication wasn't enough, and maybe Aizawa liked to hear it. Ask me then, would you please continue? Toshinori paused and only stuttered a little as Aizawa's fingertips smoothly slid up inside of his leg. What you were doing? Rules apply, he said, holding his breath a little as he reached up to squeeze and pull at the older hero's ass cheek, winding up his own engines again. Toshinori had the nerve to chuckle and wiggle into his grip. And you? The older hero asked suddenly, as he rearranged himself in an effort to shake the tension out and reboot. On edge, Aizawa's hand stilled for the 100th time. You still want to? The brief spark of exasperation died immediately, snuffed by the sheer weight of one man's ingrained doubt. Once again, Aizawa didn't answer right away, but took a moment to lean forward on his knees, lightly laying his body along Toshinori's back, and his ridiculously hard dick against his leg. He gave a little push, as hard as the bite of his zipper would allow, and his playmate gasped quietly and tensed underneath him. This answer your question? Aizawa nosed against his long neck and the corn silk fuzz there as he said it, and smirked when Toshinori sighed dreamily, head thoughtlessly rolling to the side for more. Telling himself not to bite, Aizawa obliged with a brief, dry press of his lips, and rose back to his knees, reaching for the lubricant. Like I said, rules apply. Of course, Shoto-kun. Aizawa glared at the back of his head. He wasn't expecting his given name to slice through his chest like that. So fond and close and trusting. Maybe he wasn't ready to be on a reciprocal first-name basis, so maybe it was time to throw All Might off a little. Remind him who was in charge.
Since I didn't before, I'll explain. While this is educational for you, my intent is to explore your potential as much as I can in this scenario. He began, rising to his knees and tweaking their positions to get Toshinori a little higher on his knees. His belly warmed, crackling and sweet when Toshinori's long limbs followed his firm touch, without hesitation, and the older hero allowed him to wedge another fluffy pillow under him as he talked, steady and confident. And as he spoke, he watched, closely. I want to see what you can do with just manual stimulation, by my hands, and what you like. Those factors will guide when and how I decide it's safe, reasonable, and good to fuck you. Due to the physical component, I'll need to train you into it, in steps. And the more communicative you are, the better. I need to hear what you want, even if it's just colors. If you are silent, I don't move forward. That's the deal. As if he wasn't helpless enough, sprawled on his elbows and knees, Toshinori shivered visibly at the word potential and practically vibrated in response to the ritual and language of training that Aizawa hadn't quite realized he had slipped into. The older hero's previous little flash of bravado melted violently underneath anyone seeking to measure him and stay with him and see him succeed, leaving Toshinori swooning. And seeing that remarkably involuntary reaction, Aizawa felt the particular meaty satisfaction and anticipation of sinking his teeth into a working strategy. Something to cut through all the fluff and waffling and truly motivate someone to reach. Aizawa made a mental note, a big one, in bright red ink. Training it was.
So, just how hard are you right now? He asked, drawing Toshinori back into the moment with a little lazy petting. He gently scrubbed a thumb over the base of his balls and felt the downy skin tighten and lift with relish, lean, tan thighs shuddering to either side.
Very, he groaned, wistfully pained,
enough that Aizawa snorted. He'd get him high enough that he wouldn't have the presence of mind to be a dramatic idiot. He straddled one of his legs again and squeezed Toshinori's ass thoroughly with both hands, pulling it apart and then smirking at the little, oh,
good, Aizawa murmured, applying and warming another dose of lube.
He grunted in satisfaction as his slippery fingers slid into his ass with just a push, and Toshinori's golden head fell forward with a low, tremulous groan.
Permission to make you come in your work shirt, then?
Granted. While the enthusiasm was reassuring, Aizawa wasted no time assuming Toshinori could be left alone in his own head after all that anxiety and back and forth. Luckily, he knew a good way to get out of it.
Let's play a game, he said, very glad the older hero couldn't see the ghastly grin on his face.
Game? Toshinori sounded terrified. As a definite mark against his character, Aizawa's grin only widened.
Give me your hand. Your right hand.
There was some pausing and shifting as Toshinori probably tried to remember his right from his left. What with the distracting sensations of being fingered in lazy, teasing circles. Eventually, his right palm came up, and Aizawa positioned it so his knuckles were against the bed, and the pad of his palm was faced up.
There are three different kinds of motions to use when massaging this area. He lied, making it up as he went. Rubbing, circling, and pure pressure. One, two, and three. I'm demonstrating for you. First on your hand, then practically. He made a good show of giving three distinct touches on the pad of his thumb, and pausing before rubbing each into his ass and watching his toes curl and his hips jerk. Lateral stimulation seemed to be a favorite. He passed his finger over the side of his prostate, gliding velvety soft over the swollen tissue, and Toshinori's free leg jerked out straight. Shit, he heard him huff into the sheets, mostly confused. Winner. So, what's this? He added, watching appreciatively as the tips of Toshinori's ears turned beet red. Any remaining hesitation was effortlessly slain by the combined pressures of the fingers massaging his sweet spot and the dutiful concentration required to parse it. Unstructured receiving was difficult for many. Give the man a task to chew on and he was golden. Another mental note. Circles, Toshinori muttered after a moment, strained. His hand was already shaking in Aizawa's grip, and he gave it an encouraging squeeze, petting over his calloused knuckles and palm before moving to cup his hip. Good, you're getting it. While Toshinori shrank from the bit of praise, Aizawa slid his fingers a little deeper and pressed a little harder, really rubbing in the way he knew sent hypnotic, honeyed electricity gushing through his own gut when he took the time to come that way. Toshinori whined beneath him, faint and gravelly. And this? He pressed down even more firmly, his own cock flexing exultantly in his pants as he felt Toshinori twitch and tighten around his prying fingers. Empty except for the older hero's difficult little sounds, the silence stretched, and Aizawa said, low, in warning, Toshi? I don't know, the older hero admitted hastily, breath catching in an agonized moan as Aizawa skillfully pushed a third finger inside. The younger hero rubbed shamelessly against the naked thigh between his legs as he did so, pumping his fingers in and out in time. He made sure Toshinori could feel the insistent hardness and heat through the fabric of his jumpsuit, skin thrilling at the bite and the rhythmic drag of the zipper over his aching cock. If there was any question that he was enjoying this, it was a dumb one. Would Toshinori doubt the fact that he wanted to fuck him into the ground now? Impossible! Just the slippery swell of his ass gripping his thrusting fingers was hypnotizing and made him want to hurry when not hurrying was the whole point. Try, he ordered curtly, swallowing. Toshinori shuddered under him, clearly torn between arching into the touch and humping the pillows piled beneath his narrow hips. I don't know, just... Use logic. It has to be one of the three. Aizawa tried to radiate a feeling of both unyielding and vaguely disappointed, even as he licked his dry lips, hungrily watching Toshinori start to tense and writhe and fret at the sheets. Or do you forfeit? All Might didn't lose. He didn't even dislike losing because it wasn't in his vocabulary, and the reaction was immediate. Fucking rubbing, Toshinori hissed after a breath and a delicious spasm, almost angrily. Right. Aizawa lied coolly, abandoning any sense of categorization in favor of whatever it took to make Toshinori get truly desperate and buck underneath him. In testament to the anatomical and practical knowledge he was presenting, Toshinori was panting and whining in seconds, thoroughly disassembled by the fingers plying his insides. Aizawa was watching that, listening to it to make sure there wasn't any coughing, but Toshinori was also distracting him terribly by rising and shoving back against his hands with zero shame, fucking himself to the knuckle amid the guttural crackle of lubricant and the creak of the mattress. God, don't stop, Toshinori pleaded suddenly, voice muffled in the sheets, his free leg braced wide and trembling for traction. He's going to love being fucked. The thought crossed Aizawa's perfectly glassy, focused mind and made his insides leap and slither lustily,
imagining Toshinori biting a pillow and taking his dick with the same frenzied, throaty moans. If he weren't slathered in, from experience, disgusting-tasting lubricant, Aizawa would have found it impossible not to bury his face in his ass and lick the hole around his pulsing, rutting fingers until the poor man cried. He pressed, and the man beneath him buckled with a smothered howl and what looked like a wet cough, fists dug into the sheets. Before he could process it, Aizawa had grabbed a fistful of his business shirt and yanked him backward, up and away from anything that could block his airway. "Color?" he demanded, baring his teeth. "Green!" Toshinori rasped, straining forward to mash his face back into the bed, and presumably hide. The trapped hero grabbed more and more roughly at the sheets as Aizawa held him in place, muscles in his lean thighs jumping drunkenly as he struggled. "Fuck, Green, please, oh, no, shit! Aizawa heard him curse under his breath, purely panicked, and the sudden tearing noise made it very clear what had happened. Toshinori had torn the sheets with his bare hands. Toshinori cursed again, miserably, and went slack against his hold. His golden head fell forward. Stunned in his own right, Aizawa loosened his grip, eased him down. But what really caught his laser sight attention were the older man's hands, specifically the way he held them aloft from the torn sheets in front of him, long, gnarled fingers spread and twitching even as the damage was already done. Seeing that, combined with the eerie pantomime of surrender or guilt, Aizawa was struck with the weight of All Might's strength for the first time, and what it meant for the man trying to live underneath it. Toshinori didn't allow himself to touch things. People. He denied, redirected, and fled if the opportunity arose where he could potentially be anything but perfect. And that kind of iron inhibition never stopped at the physical. No outbursts, no anger. The camera was always on. Smile. Who wouldn't be a slave to restraint if anything but perfect control meant breaking everything and everyone around you? It made a hateful kind of sense. So naturally, Aizawa's first thought was to break that sense. "Do it," he hissed, reaching forward and clumsily molding Toshinori's hand back into a fist in the sheets. "Grab, pull, hang on, tear it up." The older hero's confusion was instant and palpable, almost painful. The idea that he could ruin something for no reason was completely foreign, and Aizawa was going numb. The stinging, angry kind of numb, from just how sharply Toshinori's long body vibrated beneath him, dense with decades of almost punishing, smothering kind of self-restraint. "But," Toshinori protested, then exhaled in surprise when Aizawa grabbed his damp dress shirt and hauled him up off his face again, adrenaline slicing through his tensed muscles. Fuck sheets. He was the number one fucking hero. He could afford a new house if he wanted to tear his up for any reason at all. He didn't even need a reason. No one should be this good at enduring. "Come on," Aizawa said breathlessly. He pushed his fingers deep again and started thrusting low and fast against his sweet spot, skin too tight to even feel the crazed grin on his own face. "Tear it up. Come on, hero. Impress me." The assault was too much for him to do anything but shake and strain away at first. Toshinori stuttered and moaned, trying to hide his face and smother his noises like before. But Aizawa held fast to the back of his shirt, jerking him up even higher until he was exposed and keening on his hands and knees. Pitiless, Aizawa fucked him raw with his fingers and watched the tension build through his back as the older hero tried to fight it with nowhere to hide. His fingers fluttered guiltily across the rumpled sheets until he finally dug his hands in and split the fabric beneath them in two with a short, furious shout. The sharp, snarling sound of fine cotton tearing went straight to Aizawa's dick, like his jumpsuit had been ripped open instead. "Fuck," he heard himself say. Sparks practically danced in the corners of his eyes from the sound and the sight of the riotous, powerful, angry clench of the body beneath his. Nearly
fucking him out of his goddamn skin.
Reward, he thought, urgent and sharp, and lowered Toshinori forward onto the bed before fumbling his freed hand between his spread legs and wrapping it around his heavy cock, tip slipping wildly against his palm from the sheer amount of pre-cum painting it. He started clumsily pumping as best he could with his wrist torqued, other hand still stuffing his ass, and nearly came in his pants when Toshinori slumped forward with a deep, desperate moan he'd never heard before, spread legs shaking violently. The older hero gasped and mumbled something a second later, but Aizawa didn't need to hear the words to understand. That kind of whimpering, hurried, floating voice only meant one thing. You gonna come? Beyond words, Toshinori just shook, stunned and panting shallowly, over the rise of his shoulder. Aizawa could see his corn silk lashes fluttering and sweat rolling down his cheeks as he bucked into his slippery fist with faint staccato sounds. Beneath, his shirt had ridden up from the desperate angle and his lean belly jumped with breath, skin so flushed even the starburst scar bloomed pink, a secret in plain sight. His mouth had fallen open and his hands were still clamped into either side of the gaping hole he'd torn beneath them. His toes curled in rapture. You're close. Fuck, you're hard. Good. You like riding my hand like that? Gonna make you come in your fucking shirt. Stupid fucking shirt. Aizawa heard himself muttering things like that as if from a mile away. Low and nonsensical and starved as he petted and pumped and drank in the pure tension coming off the bent hero in waves, until Toshinori hissed and spasmed, back arching, cum spilled over and filled his fist as Aizawa expertly dragged him to the end with slow, silky pumps, milking him into the pile of pillows beneath them until a hand fumbled atop his, stopping it. He froze, ears ringing and hot cum streaking down his wrist. They were both breathing heavily, and the next second Toshinori mumbled and fell over with a great, swooping breath. He groaned it all out as he hit the mattress with his limbs tangled, little more than a pile of cum-stained dress shirt and must-yellow hair. He didn't move. Well, he was moving. His chest was moving, slightly. Aizawa watched it for a few ups and downs to make sure he hadn't accidentally fingered his new favorite co-worker into an early grave. Continued existence confirmed. For a surreal second, it was all Aizawa could do to kneel in place and not put any weight on Toshinori's sprawled legs, holding his filthy hands in front of him as he caught his breath. Fuck. That was a lot. That was a fuck of a lot. His dick was also a lot. It was hoarding all of his blood in his entire body, and he might actually die from his brain withering in his skull. Aizawa gracelessly dismounted from the bed, picking around Toshinori's long tan limbs with trembling hands, and wincing when his bare feet hit the floor. The room spun slowly around him, and he stared down at the older hero for a minute before his safety sensibilities came back. First, he made sure that Toshinori's head was turned properly, and he was breathing deeply, with nothing constricting his neck or wrists. Then he ran a hand down his good side, distantly satisfied when his slain fuck buddy made a weak, warbling sound, and contracted, long limbs curling in with sleepy, sloth-like slowness. "Hey," Aizawa said roughly, most of him floating somewhere near the ceiling. Toshinori didn't stir, and the space and energy and tension they had designed between them bled out with every one of his deep, rasping breaths, leaving the room obscenely wide and stale. Aizawa was dropping out of that high, clean, in-control place, and the descent threatened to be nasty unless he could ground. "I'm gonna grab a shower," he tried again, purposefully fiddling with a bit of the thoroughly stained dress shirt between his numb, sticky fingers. "You alive?" Toshinori actually managed to hum this time. Aizawa watched his pale bangs flutter against his parted lips for a minute, before he staggered off to the bathroom. locked stiff from his knees to his cock. As soon as he messily slurped a liter of cold water from the tap and got the shower running hot, Aizawa threw his uniform to the floor and immediately jacked off. Back to the shower spray, legs shaking beneath him, he brutally squeezed over his chafed dick with the last of the lube on his hand, fucking his fist and loving the white-hot sprinkle of sting where his zipper had cut into him. Groaning underneath his breath, he lasted about a minute, imagining pulling Toshinori backwards onto his cock and hearing those same helpless gasps of enjoyment. Groaning and cursing with every twitch, he came so fast his head spun violently, and he had to sit down on the little red stool. His head fell forward, wet hair sopping over his shoulders, and his body came back to him in pieces as he realized how tense he'd been the whole scene, how much strength he'd used to hold Toshinori's considerable weight up off the mattress, and how his stupid, splintered elbow would probably be feeling this tomorrow. The hot water felt beautiful on his knotted back, and Toshinori's apartment complex was fancy enough for an instant water heater, so Aizawa enjoyed it without a thought, swaying slightly under the delicious deluge of privilege. He didn't know how long he stayed there, and he didn't care, drifting. Calm and empty in the clean way, not the falling way. That was good. He did well, and so did Toshinori. Good talk, good team. Fucking hot. Predictably, the instant Aizawa roused and reached down to see if his dick didn't have a zipper imprint tattooed on it from his poor life choices, the door opened and Toshinori's long silhouette darkened the frame for a second. Then there was a gasp and the door slammed shut. Towels! He heard Toshinori shout through the door. Sorry, I... Towels! Thanks, he called after reaching over and turning off the water. He sat and dripped loudly in the steamy, mildly enormous bathroom, exhausted and amused and awaiting whatever Toshinori had to offer beyond towels. You good? Oh, yes, it's just... I'm very sorry, Aizawa-kun, but I have to run. Something came up, and I definitely wasn't expecting to fall asleep, so... Toshinori cleared his throat, and Aizawa practically saw him straightening his tie. Your lunches for the week are in the refrigerator. Please help yourself. Or I can take them to campus tomorrow morning. I'm headed for Tokyo by train, and don't know when I'll be back, so... That was a lot of information to assimilate post-nut. But one thing stuck out with giddy clarity. He had a chef? He had a chef! A stupid grin spread over Aizawa's face. Food was nice. And this was like 4 out of 5 bodily needs met in the same day. He was doing good. Nemori should give him a gold star. So? He yawned, remembering there was a conversation in there somewhere. Toshinori was leaving, and unless he was entirely stupid, there was no accompanying mandate that he follow suit. He liked that, if only because he wanted to be naked a while longer, and avoid the essays littering his own bedroom floor. Thank you. Toshinori's voice filtered through the door, just when Aizawa thought he'd left, usual baritone barely loud enough to hear. Aizawa-kun. Aizawa's grin softened into something so sleepy and content that he was deeply glad to be alone, but maybe regretted the return of the surname. He glanced at the bathroom door, running fingers absently through his wet hair and wiping off the droplets webbing his lashes. He nodded, thinking slowly and marveling at how slowly his mind was moving, wiped of any anxiety. When was the last time he'd felt almost stoned from staging a little scene? Fucking great. Yeah, hey, sorry for the rough start. You did good. I enjoyed that. Aizawa grinned lopsidedly down at the glittering tiles underneath his feet. You definitely impressed me. Oh, yes, well, good. All right, yes. He could almost hear Toshinori blushing furiously on the other side of the door. And that was as much as he got in the way of creative feedback before the older man was quickly reduced to distant clattering noises of departure. Cheek on his fist and mind blissfully blank, Aizawa listened to him fleeing and felt some pieces come together in the quiet. Toshinori was going out, going on business, work specifically, and there was something tickling at his brain about work and work clothing. "Shirt!" he half-yelled, just a split second before he heard the door slam shut on the other side of the apartment. He grinned, and his face fell into his palm. Hopefully he had more than one shirt, after all. Even if he didn't, there weren't many who would call the symbol of peace out for having a gigantic cum stain on his shirt. The thought made him snort. Maybe there were bonuses to fame. And maybe the next time they'd do this at his place and make Toshinori walk home in it. After properly soaping up and rinsing down and grabbing the towels from the door and reassembling the bathroom, he re-emerged into the quiet of Toshinori's apartment, and it felt like stepping into an alternate reality. After a bit of consideration, Aizawa opened up and picked through one of his lunches, Tuesday flavor, as he wandered around the small, empty space, telling himself it was because his hair wasn't dry, and it was totally normal to be wandering around naked in a fuck buddy's apartment, if not actively investigating whatever signs of life it contained. Like his first sweep of the older hero's apartment, there really wasn't much to look at. Not even shiny trophies or keys to any number of cities that he would assume the symbol of peace kept. So Aizawa went back to the obvious gems. The weird half-altar on the bookshelf came first. Lunchbox in hand, he stared at the framed picture of an older woman with a blinding smile and dark brown hair drawn up into a half-bun, muscled arms braced on her wide hips. A hero outfit, but the canary yellow cape dated it considerably, as did the peeling edges of the photo itself. His chewing slowed as he looked over her eerily familiar hairstyle, and Aizawa moved on with a sudden and severe hope that she wasn't Toshinori's mother. He found other clues, roaming around and nudging things open and over with his damp bare feet. Like, if he didn't use his hands, he wasn't really invested or culpable. Files of current cases, a criminal amount of action movie DVDs, or just DVDs. Who had physical copies anymore? Old men, Aizawa thought contentedly, shoving another gob of delicious and perfectly cooked rice into his mouth and moving on. A stack of ungraded quizzes sat on the coffee table, which made his lip curl automatically. And he walked past it. Books written in English littered a smaller shelf, and his eyes skimmed over the familiar lettering, with the ever-present thought that he should learn a little more than he knew, but never would. In an open photo book, there was a newspaper clipping, or 10, from his time in America, when he had a sidekick, then more clippings from that sidekick's research career, as well as some horrendously awkward and misaligned printouts of online articles of Professor Shield's Nobel Quirk Prize nomination. Old man indeed. Sidekick looked boring too. Sniff. After that, Aizawa's illicit investigations took a turn. When he went back for Wednesday's lunch, still craving carbs in that strangely specific post-fuck way, the fridge contained an overwhelming amount of nutrition-rich shakes. The wealth of rigorously organized medication bottles he had spotted in the bathroom didn't bear revisiting, of course. He had at least that much respect for the man's privacy. But when Aizawa made to gather his capture weapon from the chair back in the bedroom, he accidentally dislodged a sheet thrown over a pile of something. Underneath sat a chunky plastic breathing machine that he recognized from Miss Chio's ward. A nebulizer, he thought, and a purposefully hidden one. Dozens of ampules of clear liquid spilled out of a cardboard box underneath the very institutional-looking piece of equipment, and alarms split the homeroom teacher's dreamy calm like a knife. He flashed back to how heavily Toshinori had been breathing that afternoon, how it was his regular and unquestioned goal to get him breathing that heavily, and cursed himself. It was something to watch in the future, he thought, as he sedately hung the blanket back over the machine. It was also the end of his immature curiosity, and the stinging, guilty feeling that accompanied it weighed him right back into the enormous bed. No more of that. There was that sting again. Why hadn't he guessed? Stupid. Setting his two empty lunchboxes on the bedside table, Aizawa hit the bed with a slap of wet hair, limbs everywhere, and sighed everything out. He fully intended on taking his dishes to the sink and even finding new sheets before locking up and going home. Really, he did, because anything else was rude, and he wasn't actually rude. But he was also damp and naked and exhausted and fed and comfortable and distantly proud of a job well done. And there was that bed. The moment Aizawa went horizontal, his best intentions were reduced to dust. He hardly had time to catch sight of the enormous, filthy white button-down slung over a nearby chair and smirk before passing the fuck out. Everything after was black. He slept and slept hard. He had no memory of waking up upon Toshinori's return around midnight and frantically trying to phone Himawari to check on her and getting pissed when she wasn't in his contacts, nor lamenting his poor cat parenting skills, nor blaming Toshinori for making him a cat parent and then demanding what the fuck happened to his sheets before passing out again. He didn't even want to believe it, but the symbol of peace never lied. And the mirth in his eyes as he quietly recounted all of it at lunch the next day was unmistakable. What he did remember was waking up next to Toshinori the next morning, still profoundly naked and spooned aggressively around his long body, as if trying to wrangle every one of the older hero's flyaway limbs into a safe, cozy little bundle. Because that was what he did. He spooned. Anybody who came near enough got spooned. Arms and legs and hip to hip, which may have been half the reason Hizashi bought him his sleeping bag 4 years ago. It was to contain him. And cruelly, after the thousandth time Hizashi woke up to him, trying to crawl up his nose and eat his goddamn brain. That, and the pressure helped for nightmares. Worked all around. So Aizawa woke up. And when he woke up, Toshinori woke up. And that was real and a fact and something he had to accept. They moved on from there, toward work. The morning was a blur, primarily because he didn't have his eye drops. They jointly ignored the existence of breakfast, and Toshinori presented him with a jumpsuit still warm from a tumble in the dryer. He had a dryer and used it? American. And they only ran into each other maybe 5 times while getting ready. They walked to school together side by side, if only because Aizawa, absolutely blitzed from 11 continuous hours of sleep, was determinedly following the nearest moving object in hopes that it would lead him to his classroom. The homeroom teacher staggered slightly as he walked, eyes locked on the sidewalk. And he thought, his habits of fucking on the floor notwithstanding, that might have been the most enjoyable thing he'd ever done in a bed. And he was willing to hold off on anyone dicking anyone indefinitely until he caught up on 15 years of sleep. Bizarre. By the end of the walk, Aizawa realized he wanted to thank Toshinori. He had vague ideas on how to do it, like verbalizing what he'd enjoyed or how rare that kind of rest was. But Sleep Brain had other plans. Hey, he said as they crossed the threshold to the school. He grinned when Toshinori stopped and turned oh so attentively. Tai nodded primly underneath his otherwise gaping collar and his sparse brows high. Aizawa looked him up and down. Nice shirt. Go to class, Aizawa-kun, Toshinori tutted after a moment, as if deeply disappointed in a tardy student. The older hero swatted him lightly on the back with his folder as he did so, rolling his dark eyes and smiling in a new, sly way that made Aizawa's empty stomach leap to dizzying heights. Suddenly, he wanted nothing more than to drag them both back to bed. That bed! Indefinitely, and just fucking live there. But that was only because Sleep Brain, much like Sub Brain, was stupid and notoriously short-sighted, and making him grin uncontrollably. He couldn't be seen by Mike or Nemuri like this. That was fucking certain. Or the rest of the day would just be a migraine. He had too much to do. A cup of painfully black coffee would cure the worst of the wobbly elation. And then he could get his shit straight and get through lecture and back to lesson planning. For both the kids and Toshinori. For the first time in his life, Aizawa realized he might be looking forward to finals. He even had some shopping to do. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening! The music used in this podfic is Love Song by Adele.